Good morning. I bring you greetings in Jesus' name this morning. It's a privilege and a joy to be back in the house of the Lord. You know, and sometimes I wonder, do I just say that because I'm supposed to, or out of obligation, or do I actually mean it? And I do this morning. I'm excited to be here. I hope you are as well. I do bring you greetings in Jesus' name. It is good to have everyone here this morning. I see some visitors scattered around here as well, and I'm not going to try and name all of you or figure out who everyone is. I will simply say we are glad you're with us this morning. Please feel free to worship with us as we worship the Lord this morning. It's been a bit of a different weekend for our church here, but it's an exciting time as well. And this morning I was just kind of meditating on a few thoughts at home and trying to wrap my mind around everything that's been happening. And I came across a verse in Mark chapter 6 that I thought I'll just share this morning. I don't want to take a lot of time away from Paul. I want to give him as much time as he wants. But in Mark chapter 6, there's some interesting things that happen. You can try and follow along if you want to. But in Mark 6, at about verse 36... It's the story of Jesus feeding the 5,000. And his disciples come to him in verse 6, and they tell him, "We don't have anything to feed the people. All these people are here. They're here. We don't have anything to feed them. Send them away so that they can go out, they can find food in the villages around, and they can have something to eat." Verse 37 in Mark 6, Jesus gives a very simple response. All Jesus responds, it says in verse 37, it says, "He answered," meaning Jesus, "and said unto them, Give ye them to eat." The disciples just told him there's nothing to feed them, and Jesus simply responds and says, "Give them something to eat." And so they go back and forth, and Jesus asks how many loaves that they have available to feed. And we obviously know the rest of the story. There's 5 loaves, there's 2 fish to give to the people. And obviously, Jesus blesses the food, and it multiplies, and it's divided out among the people, and there's multiple baskets of food left over. So then following this story, it tells us in verse 45 that Jesus constrained his disciples, or he told his disciples to get into a ship and go to the other side of the lake where they were at. And obviously, there's details that I'm leaving out for the sake of time this morning. But it tells us that when, verse 47 tells us that when the evening was come, the ship was in the midst of a sea, and he alone on the land. And Jesus saw them toiling and rowing, for the wind was contrary to them. The wind was blowing against them, and they were rowing, and they were working, and they just, I would imagine, they weren't really going anywhere. They were stuck. They were not making any progress. And then it tells us in verse 48 that about the 4th watch of the night, he comes unto them walking upon the sea and would have passed by them. Verse 49, but when they, meaning his disciples, saw him walking upon the sea, they supposed it had been a spirit, or I think the New King James says a ghost, and they cried out. They seen something coming to them across the water, walking on the water, and they were afraid. Verse 50 says, for they all saw him and were troubled, and immediately he talked with them and said to them, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And he went up unto them into the ship, and the wind ceased. And this next part caught my attention. It says, and they were sore amazed in themselves beyond measure and wondered. And I don't know, that somehow that just caught my attention this morning as I was reading through this account. It just, they were amazed. It seems that they were just like, today we would probably say their minds were blown, right? When something incredible happens, you just say it was a mind-blowing experience that happened. And that's where his disciples were. They just witnessed the feeding of the 5,000. They've just witnessed all these other things that have happened over Jesus' ministry so far. But it tells us that when this happened, they were sore amazed beyond measure, and they wondered. Then verse 52, it says, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. I don't know exactly what all that means, and I don't want to get into a whole long spiel this morning. But I just wondered, they didn't consider the miracle that they just witnessed, the miracle of the loaves and the multiplying and the feeding of the people. It says, for their heart was hardened. Sometimes as Christians, I think Brother Tim maybe touched on this on Friday night, we pray and we ask God for things. We cry out and we ask for healing. We ask for this. We ask for whatever the situation, different situations and things that come up. And then when God does answer that prayer, what is our response? Do we recognize that, you know what, God may have well performed a miracle in the situation we were praying for? Or by the time we're done praying, have we already forgot? We figured out how to fix the situation ourselves, and we just leave God out of the equation? I hope not. I hope as Christians this morning that our hearts aren't hardened and that we're not missing, you could say, the Jesus passing by. I don't know exactly what it means when it says it was hardened, whether they chose not to believe, whether they simply couldn't put it all together in their brain to understand who it was that their rabbi was, or whether it was some kind of willful thing. But as Christians this morning, I think the same is possible in our own life. Maybe you're here this morning and life is overwhelming and you find yourself in a desert land. Don't harden your heart this morning. Continue to pray. Continue to cry out to God, and He will continue to walk beside you. He hasn't left you. Maybe you're here this morning and it feels like you're in the midst of a garden, kind of like the picture back here. You're just eating and you have an abundance and life is going well. Don't miss Jesus passing by. Continue to pray. Continue to rely on Christ. Continue to cry out and ask for help. Don't become self-reliant and don't miss Jesus passing by because of a hard heart. I don't want to keep going this morning. I could probably for a while yet. But it's been good to be here, and I've been amazed at the faithfulness of God. And as I considered those verses this morning, I was just, as we went through the ordination weekend here, God very plainly laid it out for us as a church, what His plans are, you could say, in ordaining a new minister here at LifeSpring. And I don't say that in any specific way other than to say God made it very plain to us, I think, as a leadership, and we praise God for that. There was little doubt or little question whatsoever what God's will was. So let's continue to be faithful, and let's follow Christ as we continue on in this journey. I am not going to really have any announcements this morning. I believe Brother Lonnie will be sending the bulletin around on the men's chat. Maybe you could post it on the women's chat if your wife would be willing to do that. That way everybody can see the bulletin. Make sure you look at it. Make sure you read over it. I don't think there's many details other than probably church cleaning and some of that. I will just open it up briefly for a minute or two. I'll probably give some details on the service this afternoon. But I'll just open it up. If there's something from you as a congregation this morning that you would have to share, I'll give you a minute or two to do that. I think if you would stand, we will have a word of prayer. We're going to turn the time over to Paul for the message. And then after he's done, we'll have a bit of sharing time and dismissal prayer after the message. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you this morning. We thank you and we praise you for your faithfulness and for your goodness in our lives. God, thank you that your Spirit is here and dwells among us. God, we just invite your presence here. Would you anoint Paul? Give him the words to speak. I pray that he would have a clear mind and a clear heart, and that you would just give him your special anointing on his life this morning. God, for us as a church here this morning, I pray that each one of us would be willing to listen and to apply what we hear this morning and apply it to our lives and allow it to make a difference. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. Amen.